Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliffy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 10 years plus now. He's an attorney. He's a small business attorney. He's the author of a number of books, including the classic, now a classic, Money Hunt. I don't know, something under a million copies of that's been sold. The eBay Answer book, the eBay Tax and Legal book, the eBay Marketing book. You're starting to get the picture here. And and the crowdfunding book. Don't forget that one. He wrote that one. He wrote crowdfunding book before crowdfunding was cool. He's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, the one of the big debates going on right now these days is what do employers do about political speech in the workplace?
Yep.
Of course, the classic one is the NFL thing.
Yep.
And I want to remind people what I've told on before. It doesn't matter now to me if they stand or if they kneel. I know what's in their heart, and I don't watch pro football anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because we are a polarized society.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a very big way, and frankly, I don't think it's been this bad since the Civil War.
I agree with you completely.
We are totally polarized. We're all locked in our little silos here,
yep.
And we can't get your previous guest made the point perfectly about the conversation in the water cooler, and sooner or later, something's going to get dramatic, and that's exactly right.
But I don't feel like my response to what the NFL, what the players have done, and the league actually, counting the commissioner. I don't feel like my response to them is contributing to the polarization. I mean, I was minding my own business, mm-hmm. and they offended my sensibilities as an American. So, yeah. I mean, I think my response is a capitalist thing.
Well, as a former U.S. president once said, when a famous country music group took offense at something he did, he goes, well, they have the right to their opinion, and if people don't like it, they also have the right not to buy their records.
That's right.
That is exactly what a free market is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if enough people do that, I mean, the NFL will take it seriously. You have to hit them in the pocketbook, Jim, or else it won't change.
And to some degree, that can work in the regular workplace where other issues come up, right? With an employer and employee.
Here's a good one. I got this email a couple of weeks ago, which is, I wrote my column about it.
Right.
Here's a guy who's got a small company. He's got about 15 employees. And what's happening is that he's got this one guy who is very outspoken about his political views. I mean, in the lunchroom, this guy's just, ranting about all kinds of stuff. We won't say which side he's on. And what's happening is, the other, people kind of listen to him. But what's happening is they're kind of avoiding him in the workplace now. And he's a key guy. He's somebody who, he has to make decisions. He has to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People are avoiding him because they just don't want to get into a political discussion with this guy. What do you do in a situation like this? It's sort of an interesting situation.
So it's causing him to not be as effective for the company in his job because people don't want to partner with him. They don't want to associate with him.
Well, right, exactly. It's an interesting situation. So here the discrimination is not coming from the employer. It's not the employer who wants to get rid of this guy. It's the other employees saying, mm-hmm. can we please get rid of this guy? He's mm-hmm. disrupting things. And so it's a very interesting situation. And believe it or not, the law in this situation isn't as clear as you would like it to be, quite frankly. I mean, there's two sets of laws, Jim, and they interact. The first is, federal and state anti-discrimination law, and then you have the First Amendment right to political speech under the First Amendment. These two things interplay in a very interesting way. The only thing you can say for sure, there are some states California comes to mind, Connecticut mm-hmm. comes to mind, that have very specific language in their anti-discrimination statute saying you cannot discriminate on the basis of political affiliation. So the first thing to do is to look into that, because you might be, there are a handful of states that have I call it a progressive law, saying that has extended, you know, federal anti-discrimination mm-hmm. protection to political speech. And if you're in a state like that, well, then the answer is clear. You cannot do anything about the speech.
So you're just dead in the water? You have no control over your own business?
Well, the federal anti-discrimination laws, we know political affiliation is not one of the protected categories.
Right.
Under federal law, you cannot discriminate based on race, national origin, sex,
but other
religion.
Than in those states you just mentioned,
correct.
If somebody won't shut their mouth and it's causing a problem, and what they're talking about is political, you can take action on that if you're in a
problem? Well, you can take action, Jim. I mean, what I told this particular...
Hold on to that thought. So,
yeah, okay.
So folks, we're going to come back and expand on this a little bit more, but you got some good information there to start with. You got to make sure you know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.